It's early evening on the edge of Athens, and the hecklers have arrived at a rally addressed by candidates from PASOK, the Greek Socialist Party, which has been a dominant force in this country for decades. Support for PASOK has collapsed, only just in double figures, and its only hope of power is as a very junior partner in a unity government. It got a bit nasty a few minutes ago. A punch was thrown, a reflection of part of the public mood.
Angry, disillusioned, uncertain, worried.
George Papakonstantinou was the finance minister when Greece first signed up to its EU bailout. Austerity is now bitterly unpopular, but he says the country faces a clear choice.
On the one hand, a pro-Europe, pro-reform coalition that will revisit parts of the agreement, but will fundamentally believes in structural reform. And on the other hand, an attempt to simply tear up the agreement unilaterally in the forlorn hope that somehow our partners will continue to be funding Greece, which is not going to happen. That's a very stark choice. Hopefully, the right decision will be taken.
For a few days at least, the Euros are more important here than the Euro, although last night's 2-1 defeat to the Czech Republic hardly helped matters. But what's the score for the economy? Some things have been achieved. The primary deficit has come down sharply, but other reforms have hardly begun. One of the reasons why a non-party technocrat, Lukas Papademos, was installed as prime minister last year. Gikas Hardouvelis, his chief economic advisor, says most party politicians didn't understand the depth of the crisis.
Most of the ministers thought this was a recession that would go away in a year or two and things would get back to normal and they would do politics as usual. That's where they failed. Many ministers would claim they passed laws that opened up professions, fix the local government, whatever. But in reality, only 22% of those laws were actually effective. The others were on paper.
Portugalia, Hispania. But now the old guard is maneuvering to get back into power. This is a TV advert produced by the centre-right party New Democracy. A misty-eyed teacher tries to explain to some sad-looking kids why Greece is no longer in the euro. The threat is pretty clear. Vote for the radical left and this is what will happen. Dimitrios Tsomakos, an influential voice in New Democracy, hopes to become an MP.
The New Democracy in particular guarantees the European trajectory of the country. Not everything has been perfect with this party, yet the allocation of blame is totally disproportionate.
How do you make Greek people trust your party? Because it just strikes me that so many people have lost faith and trust in the political system.
By implementing what you promise and doing these things here and now.
To lighten the mood a little, you can tune in 5 days a week to the satirical TV show End of Days. Here too, they're discussing the choice facing Greece. The show's host, Manos Voularinos, says Greek politics provides him with a rich vein of material.
We've been laughing for many, many years, and it didn't do us any good, as you can see. So I don't know if laughter really helps. It would help if there was also a serious proposition. It has to do with the society. It's not a perfect society with bad politicians. The politicians are the reflection of the society, so even if you have new politicians, they'll turn out like the old ones if the society doesn't change.
And he ends the show with a catchphrase which captures the moment in Greece. If the world doesn't end tonight, he says, I'll see you here tomorrow.